Now we come to chapter 29, and actually the emphasis here now will shift to the kingdom. And this is the thing David had in mind in his dying day. In the center of that kingdom would be the temple, of course. Listen to this now, chapter 29. Furthermore, David the king said unto all the congregation. Now, this is his deathbed. You'll recall that when old Jacob was dying, he called in his son. Remember when Moses reached the end of his life, he had a message for all 12 of the tribes. Now, David has a message for the kingdom now, and he's come to the end of his life. Listen to him. Solomon, my son, whom alone God hath chosen. He makes it very clear that God did the choosing here, not David. He's yet young and tender. That means he's a sissy. That's what he was. He was inexperienced. Old David was a veteran, you see. And I think David was rather hard-boiled, friends. Gracious, generous man. But he could be hard-boiled. And this boy, Solomon, is not experienced at all. And he says, and the work is great. For the palace is not for man, but for the Lord God. Oh, the heart of David, my friend, putting God first. Verse 2, now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God, the gold for things to be made of gold, and the silver for things of silver, the brass for things of brass, the iron for things of iron. And I'll move down to verse 3, moreover, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have of mine own proper good of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God over and above all that I have prepared for his holy name. And then he mentions the amount of it here. It's a tremendous thing. He says the gold for things of gold, silver for things of silver. Be no stinting, no holding back. Then in verse 6, then the chief of the fathers and princes of the tribes of Israel and the captains of thousands and of hundreds with the rulers of the king's work, they offered willingly. Now, David gave everything he had to this. Now, there is a response on the part of the people. And they gave for the service of the house of God of gold 5,000 talents. Then, verse 9, then the people rejoiced for that they offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord, and David the king also rejoiced with great joy. He gave, you know, with joy. My friend, there used to be a motto that said, give till it hurts. Well, the world may have that motto. That's not God's motto. If it hurts you to give, don't give. Give when it brings joy to your heart and life. Give hilariously, Paul says. And this was a time of great rejoicing, you see.